to our beautiful deep community, I want to assure you the deeper is going nowhere. And the same incredible content will be released every week, but now through Arise. It is going to be less trauma heavy and more inspirational, uplifting, but it will still challenge and push you to grow. For all your deeper episodes, they are still available every fortnight. You can still get your deep hit with the deeper subscription.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Your menstrual blood is the only blood not born through trauma or violence, yet it's the one that disgusts you the most.
Welcome to The Deep. I'm Zoe Marshall. In my early 20s, a lot of traumatic things happened. And ever since then, I have had this fascination with people and their stories. This is The Deep. I acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which I work and live, and recognise their continuing connection to land, water, and community. I pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging. Today I want to start a conversation about periods, and not in a boring way of like how you tell your daughter or what you feel of your period. No. There is no shame, no self-consciousness, just connection and freedom. I want to know how we can honor our bleed and what it actually does for us. How do we undo decades of negativity that we've been fed? Today, I speak to Zoe Butler, a body whisperer, and we do just that. Zoe Butler, welcome to The Deep.
Thank you.
You are a body whisperer, a spiral practitioner, a intuitive.
Yeah.
What other things?
Birth doula.
You're a birth doula, okay.
Yeah, photographer.
Yes.
Womb spiral practitioner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Many things.
Many things.
A magical priestess. I am in... So for people that don't know what I'm talking about, pause here, go back to Kelly's episode, or pause here and Google quickly what womb spiral is, because I'm halfway through. And what it has done is open very strange places for me. So I want to give you examples. And this is going to be TMI for a lot of people listening, and I apologize. I went to my obstetrician last week to see him for my endometriosis, which I've had removed twice. And he said to me, you're no longer having pain, so it's all about the flooding. I've got two options for you to help, to support you. He said, are you having more children? I said, no. He said, ablation is one option. Mm-hmm. And I said, what is that? He goes... We go into the womb, we burn it out, and then you recover in like a day and you will experience potentially no bleeding ever again, or perhaps spotting for the rest of your life. And I was like, holy shit, that would be quite literally a game changer for me, who my iron's at a level 6. I'm having an infusion tomorrow. My bleeding's so heavy that I have to... tampon, pad, period undie, all of the things. And then he said the second option is a tablet, which is a kind of like a clot maker. It's called something something acid. You take it on your heavy days only and it helps you clot. So I said, thank you for the information. I'm going to leave. And I went, holy fuck, I could not burn my womb. Like where... I'm doing spiral for the womb, for this sacred, nourishing, juicy space.
Yeah.
it's such a masculine part of us that would go, just burn it out, fuck it, let's just move on with life. Tell me about why or what the womb represents.
Okay. So for me, like, the womb is a space of creation, really. It represents our ability to conceive, to grow, to birth. And I don't even just mean that physically with babies. It's anything. This is like the space where we literally take nothing, a soul, and bring it into life, you know. So it's this, we have the power to create life within our bodies. We have the power to conceive, to grow, to birth things into the world in a really beautiful way. And for me, it's like the gateway into my deepest power as a woman and my deepest form of self-love. And like, a lot of the times in the spiritual community, we talk about the higher self. I like to talk about the deep self.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm not going outside of myself. I'm going in myself. So the womb for me has been a gateway into getting to know the deepest parts of me, accessing my deepest power, my abilities to create, manifest, birth, magnetize, attract, like all so many magic. Different things. Yeah,
it's from
literal
there.
Magic. Like, I get goosebumps as I talk about it because I'm like, we take it for granted because it's so normal that we just somehow conceive children and birth, and but that's, it's fucking crazy.
It's like, a miracle.
It's literal magic. Yeah.
So he said all of this to me, and then I thought, I can't, and this is not me shaming anybody that has decided to have an ablation or a hysterectomy or anything else. This is just a personal thing. I said, I cannot do it. I cannot not bleed. I actually enjoy my bleed, even though it's a lot.
Yeah.
I love the feeling. I love how I physically feel softer and slower intentionally. And I thought, what if instead of fighting against her, and I mean my cycle, I honored her in the deepest way possible and quite literally revolved my life around her. And that day I went onto Instagram and I said, who are period priestesses that know how to honor the period? And you're like, me. So I was like, let's talk periods. Let's talk how to honor. That sounds so strange for so many people.
Yeah.
Because we have learned as women, as a society, plug it up, pop in your painkillers, get on with it, stop bitching, whinging, moaning. This is all in your head. And I'm here to go, fuck you, fuck off. I am going to honor my body for the first time in 39 years this week. Like, I'm almost at the end of the period cycle.
Yeah.
What I could do for myself in this end bit is revolutionary. So can you tell me some ways in which women can start to honor themselves through their cycles?
Yeah, absolutely. Before I do that, though, like, I really want to speak to the fact that you mentioned the clotting medication that he suggested you take. And I had a womb spiral client who was on that medication. And then by the end of womb spiral, they didn't have to take it anymore.
because it regulated
their bleeding.
So I just got full body shivers. Yeah. Kelly has also told me she has had clients heal their endo.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen it happen so many times.
So this is mind altering for me. This is very odd, but and exciting. But please, continue.
I think before we talk about like honoring the actual bleed itself, I want to talk about honoring the whole cycle. Because like I mentioned earlier, sometimes we think the cycle is just the bleeding, but there's actually four phases. Like, we are very cyclical beings, and we're such a reflection of the earth. We're such a reflection of the sky. There's no coincidence that the cycle, like, your average cycle is 28 days, same as the moon cycle, you know, and then the cycle of the moons reflect the seasons, which reflect the seasons of our menstrual cycle. Like, we are cyclical beings that are like essentially a replica of nature. And I think one of the most beautiful things about embracing all stages of the cycle is you stop putting the pressure on yourself to be so consistent and the same all of the time. And, you know, it's so challenging sometimes as a woman to be like, why the fuck do I feel so good now? And then, like, you're like, I'm like the sexiest, hottest thing alive. I'm taking over the world. And then the next week you feel like a slug, you know? And it's like, what's happened? And so I'll try to keep this as brief and informative as possible. But I think that to honor our bodies, we need to understand the full cycle. So Yeah, and it's really easy to understand this through the lens of seasons. So the and this, I want to preface that not everybody's cycle is the same.
No, we're gonna mine base, is 22 days.
Yeah, so we're going to base this on a 28-day cycle.
Right.
But that's going to vary. But you will still be going through all
four,
the phases.
It would just either be shorter or longer.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So if somebody listening has a different cycle, don't worry. It still applies to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the first day of the cycle is your first day of your bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the bleed time as the winter time. So this is the time where the body wants to slow down, where everything's like all the leaves have dropped.
Mm.
It's cold. We want to go inside. We want to retreat. We want to be warm. We want to be cozy. We want to be snug.
We want to rest. Those,
yeah, we want to rest.
We want to
hibernate. We want to eat. And it's a time of release and detox. And I mean this physically, but also emotionally. I find for me, anything I've been going through that month is going to want to release with my blood emotionally, energetically, physically, if I allow that process to happen.
Wow.
And so for me, even in business, like I've said to you before, like I schedule my life around my bleed.
Yeah, I want to talk about that after.
Not everybody has the capacity to do that, but we can do it as, you know, within our own means, you know, in a different way. But yeah, this is a time where we're shedding the literal lining of our womb because we didn't conceive and the body is, you know, releasing that. It's a death, really. You know, it's like every time we bleed, it's the body grieving what could have been conceived but hasn't. And it can feel like that sometimes. It can feel like this death and this letting go. And when we resist it, it becomes more painful. And so it's when we can embrace the death and the release, it can be such a beautiful process. And I always feel like my bleed brings me back to my body. It's like, I love it because it's a chance to begin again every single fucking month. Like it's a chance to reconnect every single month. And so when taking out like care of ourselves through our bleed time, it's like, yes, the rest is important. Slowing down, going within. I don't commit to anything social. And if I get to the time and I want to, great, I can make that plan. But it's white space for me. When we eat, you want to keep the body warm. You want to keep the blood warm. Like if you imagine your body, your blood is like coconut oil. If you put it in the fridge, it's going to become hard.
Mm.
So like eating cold foods, smoothies, things like that are going to create static blood, stagnant
blood. It's very blood. Chinese medicine, that element.
Well, it's just ancient. Like this is ancient wisdom. This is how, if you refer to any like traditional cultures, this is how they treat the body. So like warm foods, you want to think anything in like, and that's easy to digest. This is a time of detox.
Soups,
dals, anything in like a crock pot, basically.
Yeah. Slow cooker.
Like warm water, like not cold water, room temperature drinks. Like lots of herbs and spices, like cinnamon, cardamom, turmeric.
Mm.
Like just warm. Think warm and cleansing.
Okay.
So you don't want, your body is doing a lot to release the lining. So we don't want to overwhelm the digestion.
So then what do we do when we are physically bleeding? Do you believe using the cups or the period undies or the tampons or what?
So it's been about 5 years since I used a tampon or a pad. I think like,
at
yes,
all?
At all. Yeah.
5 years, no tampon, no pad.
I kind of got to a point where my body just started to reject them. You know, a lot of them are made with synthetic materials. They're full of chemicals. They're one of the number one reasons, I believe, for such imbalances in the reproductive system. But also having your blood, which wants to be released inside of you all day, it creates pain. It creates cramps. It creates stagnancy. It's not,
because it wants
clearing
to release.
It wants to release. It wants to, you want to clear the gateway. So, and I understand that, you know, for some people, this is what's, and again, I'm not going to shame anybody's choices, but, you know, this is one result a lot of my clients in Womb Spiral had when they stopped using them, was they're just noticing how different the pain scale was.
Wow.
No cramps. Same with pads, you know, too, because that blood is just sitting there. Period undies for me is like my go-to if I'm going to be out. But when I'm at home, I free bleed.
So this free bleed,
yeah,
right? We bleed on like a puppy pad, or we bleed on a blanket, or we, how do we get from the couch to the kitchen?
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me the detail.
Yeah. So I have this, a squirt blanket.
Okay.
From Yoni Pleasure Palace.
Yeah. Love.
They're amazing.
Love, Rosie. So for those that don't know, a splash blanket is like for squirting, but you can also use it for free bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
That's its purpose, right?
Yeah, any sort of fluids.
Like, if you're bleeding for over 7 days, you just pull it out every day for 7 days and wash it on the seventh?
Yeah, for me that works. It actually is so absorbent. There's like no smell. It dries. You're not like sitting in it. I know some people have a couple kind of on rotation or just like a red towel. But I also have like a period bedding set. So when I'm about to bleed, this is one of the ways that I honor this. And it's like I have this red velvet.
Yeah, it's so goddess of you.
So I'm just like set up my bed. And, so when I sleep on the squirt blanket and just bleed through the night.
So wild.
It is. See, these sorts of things can be so confronting to hear. Like I remember when I first heard of this, I was like, that's disgusting. You know,
I actually don't think it's disgusting. I just think like how messy it would be, but it sounds like you've sorted that out. If you need to go to the toilet in the middle of the night, do you just grab some tissues or hold your fanny or?
Yeah, I just tend to get up, and if it drips a little bit, I'm cool with that. You're okay with it. But yeah, I think what I realized, and I mentioned this because some people listening to this might feel confronted by that. And I realized where society had, caused me to really believe some very untrue things about our blood or the cycle. Yeah,
can we talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That it's dirty, that it's gross.
Unclean.
Yeah, all of these things. I heard that the period blood is cleaner than any other blood.
Absolutely.
In the world.
It is. It's antibacterial. So it cleanses and like as it moves through your channel, that's one of the things it's designed to do is to help clean out your system.
So you're free bleeding. Mm-hmm. Do you put pants on?
No. So I have...
In the winter?
I just have...
A bit chilly?
It works for me. I just literally carry this blanket around with me and it doesn't get everywhere because it's just absorbing straight into the
so
blanket.
So you just kind of tie the blanket around your waist?
Yeah.
And walk around and sit down.
And just sit down, move it into my office chair, to my bed, to my couch. Okay. And I just bleed, yeah.
Now, I just want to preface that Zoe doesn't have young children that she has to do the school run with a period blanket around her waist. This is
probably will do that.
This is for, like, this, let's call it a convenience of being able to just stay home.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a luxury for me to be able to do that.
Yeah. So for those people that are just like, I want to explore this, but I can't commit to that life.
Mm.
Do you have 3 tips that they could start with today into their very normal lives?
Yeah.
Not saying you're not normal, but in their, you know, conservative lives on how to welcome their cycle?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first most easiest achievable step is just start by tracking your cycle. A lot of women don't even know when they're ovulating. They don't know when they're in. They don't know when they're about to bleed.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing I think that's the first step you can take to reconnection is just to start knowing before you think about free bleeding and all these other crazy things or if that feels a bit too much, just know where you're at within your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm at the point now where it's like, I'm going to bleed in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my gosh, me too. Yeah. I can feel it when it drops, the first drop of blood, and I'm like, she's here.
Yeah. And so just knowing, you know, I have in my phone, you can use a tracker, but I don't love period apps. I think if you're new to this, it can be helpful. But for me, it like, I then rely on the app to tell me what should be happening in my body. And it actually fucks with my cycle.
And your head.
And my head, because I know my thoughts are influencing my body. So.
Oh my God.
I know when I'm ovulating, you can take your temperature, you can check for your, you know, mucus. Cervical discharge and, you know, when you're bleeding. And so, you know, on the other two sides of that, you're either in your follicular, your spring phase or your autumn phase.
So really it's doing a calendar for say 3 months and then looking at that, okay, mm-hmm. bleed is here, mucus here.
Yeah.
Either side is here. It's going to look like this roughly.
Yeah, roughly. And I think even just that is enough to really completely transform the way that you bleed and go through your cycle because you're connecting, you're aware of it, you're honoring your body through caring enough to look at that. And then when you are bleeding, the second thing that I would encourage is just to thank your body.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's it. Like, that's the most simple thing is, like, thank you, body. Like, for you know, for showing up for this me this month healthily.
Yeah.
And it might be painful and it might be hard, but thank you. I know you're doing your best.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm bleeding is a good sign.
And then I would just say, try a free bleed.
Yeah, just for an hour.
Just do it. I'm going to do it.
Just spending like half an hour, and allowing that to be like sacred time, you know, or when you're sleeping, if that's all. And I know that that might be difficult for some people, and also depending on who's in the bed with you, what their comfort levels. But even just a small amount of time, you know, or just being conscious of what you're using, whether it's moon cups. Like my body's at a point where I just, even if I try to put something inside me, it just doesn't want that.
Yeah.
And, but just giving your body some chance to actually breathe the blood out of you without being blocked.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So question. On Wednesday is my second day of my bleed, the heavy day, really heavy, flooding, clots, the whole thing. And I have a fabulous dinner to go to that night, wearing a slinky dress that I was going to wear nothing under, right? You can see it all. How does one do this when bleeding on their second day but not taking the tablet? I haven't done the tablet before either. So yeah. I'm trying to think, okay, maybe you let the slinky dress go and you wear a big pair of undies, period undies, and you wear a black dress.
Yeah.
Is that more supportive of the period than me feeling like a goddess at this French restaurant? How do you make peace?
I think you have to look at what you value more, you know, and it's where the values are. And there is a reality where you can wear the slinky dress and, you know, maybe for that night you are wearing period. Well, you're not wearing period undies because you want to go nothing. Maybe you have something else.
But I can
wear
a period undie, but I'd have to wear a tampon too because I can't and trust my...
If that's what has to happen, I think that's okay. But I think really what it comes down to is not necessarily everything that you're doing, but the way that you're connecting with your body as you do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, body, tonight we're going to do this because I really want to wear this dress and I love you and I want to look sexy tonight in this dress, you know. But if you're going to spend the whole night worrying about bleeding through and it's like how much – of a sexy goddess do you feel like if you're concerned, if you feel self-conscious, if you feel like it might not be what you think it's going to be. So then
that's so true.
Switching
or
the outfit.
I'm like halfway through spiral. Maybe my flow is going to change.
It could.
Apart from this phase, discussing the death and the bleed, is there any other elements you want to talk about for phase one?
Just, being aware that emotionally things can come up here to be released.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the most beautiful like cleansing processes. And so if we can just be aware of that, and rather than like shaming ourselves, judging ourselves, trying to suppress, embracing what wants to let go of. And I do this with business too. It's a time to reflect on what's time to go or what's not working.
And
this
friendships, relationships,
this is
lifestyle.
It's like, cool, can we release and let that go? And, you know, in terms of honoring the blood as well, there are so many different things that you can do with your blood.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, which, might be edgy for some people, but for me, it's like you can give it back to the earth. So if you have a cup or undies, you can put them in water your plants with it, you know, give it back to the earth. I'll literally go and sit in my backyard and just bleed on the earth.
Yeah.
As a way to
Is that
like,
a bit itchy with the grass?
No.
Or are you sitting on your haunches? Oh, you like the grass in your fanny?
Yep.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah. Don't worry about those ants. Don't worry about it.
You know, with your blood, you know, some people ingest it as well. You can take yourself on real deep shamanic journeys through your blood.
Yeah, Kelly was telling us, we did an episode with her a little while ago. She was telling us how she puts her blood in a tincture.
Yeah, and you can
and we'll drink.
Journey with it. Anointing your body with it, putting on your face masks, eye masks. Like it's rich in stem cells, so it's really beautiful and anti-aging, actually.
Wow, that's what J-Lo is doing.
Yeah. And it's funny because people are like, oh, it's so – but it's like putting it back on the body or in the body, or like you can literally taste it, you can ingest it
that
way.
Have you eaten your blood?
Yeah.
What for? Just for experience?
Experience, but also like if I'm doing some sort of ritual as well, because you can use it for certain rituals. Like with sigil work or spell work, if you're into that.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can get real deep with, I mean, the blood is magic. It literally contains your life force, your manifestation creation energy. So what you can do with it with intention is fucking powerful.
Oh my God, I think there's another episode on like blood manifestation.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now, you've briefly touched on being able to work around it.
Mm.
Does that mean you're just off the clock on those heavy days or the whole week? Like, what do you give yourself?
I pretty much have it as white space. And then if there's something that requires my attention or that I have the capacity for, because sometimes I might have a huge creative surge, you know, then I'll work. But generally, I get off my phone, I get off social media. I'm just with myself, with my body.
What
during
do you
that
do
time.
All day for 24 hours?
Just rest, eat, cook beautiful food, drink tea, journal, meditate, move.
Wow.
Stretch.
What a like huge, radical way to honor yourself.
Taken a while though to be able to do that, you know. But I just notice when I do that, the rest of my cycle is completely different. And for me, you know, I'm only bleeding. My cycle is like 1 to 4 to 5 days. So I'm bleeding for like a solid three, but it's gone by the fifth day.
So let's talk phase two.
Yeah.
Phase Are we in two. Autumn or spring now?
Spring.
Okay.
So it's like you've just finished hibernating.
Yes.
And then we move into the follicular phase, which is the phase two. Usually lasts around 9 days. And so this is like things are thawing out. We're feeling a little bit more like flirtatious, a little social, like spring is coming. You know that like new spring energy?
Yeah.
You've just cleansed, you've just released, you've just let go. And now the garden bed is like prepared for planting.
Yeah.
So this is a time for new intentions, when new ideas, whether it's in business or in life. And we're just getting ready to like come back out into the world.
To emerge.
So we get a little bit more social, but we don't overdo it in terms of digestion and movement. It's like you've just cleansed the body and released. So we don't want to overdo the digestions. You want to think like fry pan, stir fries, colorful things, like foods that are warm, still easy to digest, but a little bit more colorful. Yeah.
And then I'm thinking we're into summer.
Yeah. So you, after the phase two, which is your springtime. And what's happening during that time is your body's getting ready to release an egg. So your estrogen's building, your follicle's preparing these eggs. And then you hit summer, which is, I call this my hoe phase because hormones are peaking, the follicle bursts.
This is when you want to like fuck everything.
Yeah, literally devour everything, fuck everything. It's like,
I've got a friend in the room. She's right there right now.
This lasts usually like, you know, up to 3 days. You can kind of sort of stretch it out to 5 days sometimes. But
and this is when you're just hot girl.
You're just hot. You're on. Yeah. You like look. I mean, even your skin clears. Your face literally becomes more symmetrical because it's a time that is for procreating.
Wow.
And we're attracting
getting
a mate.
Getting what you want.
Yeah. That's why we want to have sex. That's why we're feeling more attracted to people, or we are more attractive to people in that phase as
so
well.
So make like sign the deals.
Yeah. Sign the deals. Get on like. If you're getting a photo shoot or you're creating content
yeah.
or you're going like you're being filmed or something.
You're having a party.
You're going on dates. You're having, you know, this is where you want to cram all your social stuff. I usually like date during this time and then
see you
next
later.
Month. See you later. See you next month. I'm sorry for what I said when I was ovulating.
We're not getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is when like digestive, everything is aligned for like healthy digestion. So this is when you indulge a little bit more. Things are going to make like what might make
decadence.
You feel. Yeah, it might make you feel bloated another time of the month, but when you're ovulating, you seem to eat it and your body digests it easily.
That's so, I actually, sorry to
that's okay.
say that, like interrupt, but I feel like this is with alcohol too.
Absolutely.
You would be able to process it better in this phase versus around period time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very different. And it's like everything is just aligned. You're on fire. It's a great time to launch new offerings, new projects.
Oh, my God.
Because you're magnetic and like you're full of energy.
Wow.
You create. You have so much more stamina.
Oh.
Yeah, during this time. And
yeah, you're juicy.
Yeah, so
quite
juicy.
Literally in the pants, yeah. And everywhere else.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Summer is fun.
Summer is fun. I mean, not everybody, some people have quite a painful ovulation as the egg is releasing. But again, it's like how you honor the other phases influences how then you ovulate. They're
got
all
it.
Interconnected.
So then we're into autumn.
Autumn. So this is the premenstrual stage or the luteal
phase. Is this called the, like my good friend Flex Mommy? Well, she's got different stages and she'll call this the pre-flop, I think.
Yeah.
Which is like,
yeah, it's a
preparation
like
for death.
Yeah. It was autumn. Like things are starting to, the leaves are starting to turn. They're starting to fall. This is the longest phase of the cycle. So usually around 11 days or so.
Is it?
Yeah. And this is the most challenging and it's the one that gets the worst rap. So when we have our PMS.
Oh my God.
It's the time of the month.
But no, really, really, honestly, I said to my husband, because I was starting to honor when I left this retreat after my breakdown, I said, I'm honoring my cycle. I've looked at the calendar around our daughter's birthday. I'm not going to be as mentally stable.
Mm-hmm.
Just FYI. And then when it happened, I was like, I feel so good today, but it's due tomorrow. Oh, I reckon it'll be fine. Bang.
Bang.
Hormones surge.
Drop.
Or drop.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to shame myself, but it was a little psychotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in this, I mean, she does get a bad rap, but at the same time, it can be challenging.
It can be very challenging. And I think this is when you understand your cycle, you can be a lot more compassionate with yourself. And you can, if you want to, you can receive the medicine that this phase has.
Give me the medicine.
So the medicine is it's starting to churn and bring up everything that's ready to be released. Your luteal phase wants you to take responsibility for yourself. It wants you to take responsibility for what you need to release, what you need to let go of. And then it's released during the winter time when we bleed. So this is when a lot of
the buildup.
And you have and I mean very physically you have that hormonal drop because the egg is released, your body's waiting to see if you have conceived, and when it realizes that you haven't, then progesterone, estrogen drops to trigger the shedding of the lining.
And that's the bit that makes you feel like shit or angry.
And you're just angry, emotional, down, fat, ugly, all of those
so
things.
Ugly.
Yesterday I looked amazing. Today
you look amazing.
Thank you. But yeah. But it's that feeling. It's like
that's so funny. Our cycles are synced. You're one day after me, right?
Yeah.
And I was in this clothing shop trying on the slinky dress, and I felt like a slug. And I was
gotta
like,
go on ovulation.
Yes. I was like, guys, what? I'm sorry, I look like this. And they were like, there's nothing. And I was like, oh. I'm repulsed.
It's just based on how you feel. Yeah, yeah. And this can be really challenging, but like I said, there's a lot of medicine here if you're willing to lean into what wants to come up and face it.
Which is actually looking at who you are within this element of the cycle.
Yeah, yeah.
So something happened the day of my daughter's birthday that was a challenge.
Mm.
Now, it would have been challenging for anyone on any day, but because I was in the autumn bitch phase, I was, like you're dead to me, fuck you. And then I was like, maybe this is an overreaction. Maybe this is a petulant child reaction. And I had to look at myself, which was like.
Well, right, I said it's about taking responsibility for.
It's like responses.
Yeah.
Even though you're heightened and you're irrational, you still have to look at the shadow side of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to do here? How are you going to turn up?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So ways to really support yourself through this phase are, like, firstly, just being aware and being compassionate. This is the phase where we want to kind of devour everything. We get the munchies. We want comfort. So I think
so many chips.
Like, this is like your oven baked things. Like,
ooh, yeah.
Pasta bakes.
Air fryer,
baked vegetables, rooty, earthy, grounding. If you tend to binge a little bit, like even homemade chocolates or cacao or having things pre-made that are going to support your body.
Totally.
Is really important. So it's like you're getting that comfort, but you're not going to then exacerbate your symptoms through binging on
making you feel worse
and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just really starting to begin that slowing down phase, because you're eventually going to head into the winter. People are going to irritate you. You're going to want to start to come inside, socialize less.
They talk too much, don't they? They really talk too much.
They really do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you tell me then how many days each cycle is? Each phase is. So winter is?
So winter, 1 to 5 days usually.
Then spring?
So then spring is 9 days.
And then?
Summer?
Yeah.
Ovulation, around 3 days. It's very sad.
It usually drags out to five
for me. Like I can have the 3 days where it's like
on fire,
and then a couple of days either side.
Isn't that typical that, of course, we only get 3 days of the fucking creme de la creme? And then the autumn is the longest.
11 days. Yeah.
Okay. Other ways that we can have others support us through this is having boundaries, correct?
Absolutely.
Letting them, well, I guess first informing them that there are these four cycles.
Educating people.
Yeah.
Like women, men, anybody.
Children. Like the kids need to know.
They need to know. And, I mean, when we teach our children this, we ought to also change the way they then will eventually grow up to, if you have a daughter, relate to her own cycle,
I'm
her
so
own body.
I'm so excited about this.
If you have a son, how they treat women when they're bleeding,
so excited
you know?
About that.
It will change. Like I have some friends with partners who like they have their in their calendar. They know.
And that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah.
Yeah, and so they know what they need during each phase. They know how to support them.
Mm.
They know how to work together. You know, and this is how I think it was kind of meant to be done. And if you look back at, you know, a lot of traditional cultures or tribes, this is how women were honored in this. They were regarded as we are intuitive. And when we're bleeding, we're in our most intuitive.
Mm.
We're connected to the, like a lot of times women who are bleeding in tribes, they would, like the men would come to them to seek guidance. Where do we go next? Where do we move the tribe to next?
Oh.
It's like they are so connected to the earth and to the intelligence that we have access to, and that's just been lost. And I get why, because a woman who is connected to her body in this way is powerful. So I understand why we were suppressed. I understand why we were disconnected from the most fucking magical thing about us.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's turned on us to be gross, disgusting.
Yeah, there's this incredible quote, and it's like, your menstrual blood is the only blood not born through trauma or violence, yet it's the one that disgusts you the most. It's like, who taught you that?
That is where we're going to end.
We literally put our blood in the bin.
In the bin.
In the bin. Hide it.
Oh my gosh. It's shameful.
I remember like my dad being like, oh, I can't see that bloody tampon.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Wow.
And it's like, This blood, your mother bled so you could be here.
Yeah.
You know, this blood represents...
It's almost like they have mind fucked us so far into thinking that one of our greatest strengths is our weakness.
Mm.
And we've all drank the Kool-Aid.
Can I read you a poem I wrote?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wrote this poem and I feel like it's going to be a really beautiful honouring to like everything that we've spoken about. And I feel like my womb wrote this poem for all wombs.
Mm.
And it's called In This House She Is Sacred.
Okay.
I feel her familiar warmth as she gushes through my lips, announcing her arrival. Underwear stained, she rolls out her own red carpet because she knows that in this house she is sacred. In this house she is royal. In this house she is given a seat upon the throne. Stay as long as you'd like, she's told. Welcome home. Though there was a time when she was not welcomed here, her presence met with dread, resentment, and fear. Nothing more than a painful burden, an unwelcomed guest. You can stay if you have to, she's told. Just don't make a mess.
Mm.
Messy, inconvenient, painful, draining, gross, and emotional. Just another reason having a female body was so fucking difficult. You're lucky, I used to say to men, that you don't have to house this visitor every month, because no one taught me how lucky I was. No one ever taught me about the magic that she brought. No one ever really taught me what a gift it was to be in this body with this womb, a portal for souls, new life and creation, a space between worlds, a garden of miracles waiting to bloom. No one ever taught me that my blood was beautiful and sacred. Instead, shame embedded when I saw my sheets, underwear, clothes stained red. No one ever taught me about the ancient wisdom my womb held beyond time and space, that in my womb an intuition in a knowing and personalized compass awaits. No one ever taught me that my bleeding didn't have to be painful, that going through my cycle could actually be enjoyable, blissful. No one ever taught me, but why would they? When a woman anchored and embodied in her womb is anchored in magic and power, and that's no good to a system that benefits from oppressing female bodies and making them cower. So instead, let's teach young girls and women to resent and hate that part of themselves. Let's even give them a pill at 15 so she can skip her period and fuck with her health. Let's make periods, sex, bloody tampons, abortion, and miscarriages taboo, shameful, and something to be hidden, and then sit back and wonder why the fuck emotional, physical, and mental imbalances have risen in our women. But times are changing, and wombs are awakening, and they are coming back to life. We're healing severed connections and waking up the magic that's inside. Women are connecting and living according to the seasons of their cycle. All over the world, women are healing their wombs, a mass revival. Women are seeing their blood as beautiful and sacred and giving it back to the earth. We're changing the way we bleed, view our bodies, our cycle, and even how we birth. We're reconnecting to the ancient intelligence our bodies hold. We're reclaiming our sovereignty and power, and we can no longer be controlled. A wise woman once said to me, "They say when women awaken, mountains move, but I say when wombs awaken, the ripple can be felt across the globe." I now know what she meant by that. I feel the ripple as women take their rightful seat back at the throne. So tell me, is your womb, your cycle, your blood welcomed in your home? Or is she banished to the corner, muzzled, ignored, and disowned? No one ever taught me how to love her, so I had to teach myself and heal this hatred. And now in this house, she is royalty. In this house, she is sacred.
I'm actually really emotional. I could joke that it's the autumn phase, but I actually feel that it's such a shame that I'm at this stage of my life. I got my period when I was 11.
Mm.
28 years. Yeah. What a cycle.
Mm. Mm.
28 years of shame, of the burden, of operations, of disease, mm, dis-ease,
mm,
of endometriosis, of sexual trauma, of miscarriage, of the way in which I would have honored her and myself. Just that poem was like encapsulating of everything and every woman and anyone that owns a womb. It is like, it has felt like a burden.
Absolutely. And it's like one of the greatest gifts for me.
And like you've just, and it's so, like I'm here, at least I got here.
Yeah. And also I want to like, when eventually you move into your crone phase, like how you
crone?
Treat. Yeah. Your men, when you head into menopause.
Ah.
Your wise woman phase.
Yes.
But like, this is going to make that transition a lot different for you. You know, I think the way we honor our bleeds influences how we birth, how we do all of that influences then how we move on to the next phase. And don't get me started on how they treat people, menopause. But
well, my initial thing is like a barren woman, a disregarded woman, a woman no that is of sexy, no beautiful. Use.
That's, and again, that's another one of the lies we've been sold. And we could do a whole, you know, episode on that, but
we will.
Yeah. And
oh my God. I just like, it's just how unjust it is. What an injustice it is to be born female in a Western modern society.
Yeah, and then we wonder why we're
riddled. You're a witch and you're weird and you're a woo-woo and oh yeah, she's a bit different and she's spiritual. Yep. And like you don't fit the confines of our constructs and you are banished and banned and weird. And it's like, no, my whole life, I'm with a friend today here at the house and she was like, I'm so curious about what this phase is for you and where you're, what this learning and this growth is. And I was like, this is it. It is dissembling the way I have been raised to be a woman.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. And it's like when we do this work, though, we heal it for the generations that came before us and the generations that are coming after us.
I'm just not, oh, this whole phase is I'm not willing to succumb to society's rules and the patriarchy. I'm just not willing.
No.
I turn up on my own way, you turn up your way, and we share the wisdom, especially with the men.
Yeah.
The men need the
wisdom. They need this wisdom. And I think one point I really wanted to make sure I bring today is like this world was built by men for men. Men have a 24-hour hormonal cycle. We have 28 days. You know, so it's like we need to learn how to like decolonize our own bodies, yeah. our own wombs, decapitalize.
Yeah.
We've been forced to operate in a capitalistic society that operates daily, built by men for men. And that's not how our bodies work. We're not consistent. We're cyclic.
Oh my God. This has been very profound for me.
Mm.
I honestly thank you so much for the bottom. I didn't know where we were going today.
Yeah.
But I really thank you. And if you want to follow Zoe's work, we'll put all of the links in the show notes. You also do treatments. It sounds like a clinical term.
Yeah.
But you share experiences and you have these divine worshipping, beautiful body whispering sessions, which we're about to walk into, which is like, oh, perfect. The timing.
Yeah.
The timing. You are a true goddess. I mean, you know it.
Thank you.
I'll just reiterate. And so am I. Fuck yeah. Like I am in my goddess. This is my goddess era.
It is. I can feel it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Deep. If it's left you with any burning questions for me or our guests, please hit us up by direct message on Instagram at What's The Deep.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe here. Change is coming to the deep. I want to welcome you to Arise. It's uplifting. It's quirky. It's curious. It's all about the mindset and self-discovery to be more helpful and of service. During 16 of the Deep, you'll hear some of these episodes, and I'd love to hear what you think of them over on our Instagram at What's The Deep.